This is 0 Degrees, the coolest news on the net.
Today on 0 Degrees, are Musharraf's days as leader in Pakistan numbered?
And Elvis is being resurrected in Mississippi. I'm Maddie Joyce.
And I'm Catherine Stump. First, to Pakistan, where there may be a new Sharif in town. That's not a mispronunciation. Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf announced Wednesday that he will step down as army chief by the end of November. He said resigning completely would cause chaos in Pakistan. His previous refusal to do so is why opposition leader Benazir Bhutto called on Tuesday for him to resign and ruled out the possibility of sharing power with him. Getting political forces to work together is exactly what U.S. leaders are pushing for. President Bush also wants Musharraf to repeal emergency rule and allow free and fair elections. Those are the messages Deputy Secretary of State John Negroponte will take to Pakistan this week. He is expected to arrive on Friday. Carl Indofirth, a former Assistant Secretary for South Asian Affairs, says it is important that Negroponte deliver tough talk.
I hope that Special Envoy Negroponte, when he meets with President Musharraf, is able to make it very clear to him that, you know, we want him in the war on terrorism. He has been a valuable ally, but there are other forces at work in Pakistan that must be addressed now, and that this is truly crunch time for Musharraf.
Negroponte is not scheduled to make any stops outside Islamabad. This means he will likely not meet with Bhutto, who is under house arrest in Lahore.
The federal investigation into Blackwater Worldwide has determined that the guards violated the rules of using deadly force without good reason. They were unjustified in shooting the 14 civilians because the FBI investigators found that none of the civilians fired on them first. The Blackwater agency does say that at least three of the shootings could have been justified under the rule allowing force under imminent threat. The Justice Department has started to review the FBI findings, but the State Department has already offered limited immunity to some of the private security contractors in Iraq. Some congressmen are worried that this immunity could jeopardize prosecutions, and they want the Justice Department to hold someone accountable. People are all shook up that the king is still alive. Andy Key is one of those believers that suspects that Elvis Presley still lives. Key is the winner of an Elvis is Alive museum collection from eBay. He plans to move the museum from its current location in Missouri to Elvis's birthplace of Mississippi. The collection includes Elvis memorabilia such as photos, books, FBI files, and DNA reports that supports the claim that Elvis is alive. Key is hopeful that the real Elvis will attend the museum's opening.
Fernando Botero's paintings have many admirers, but few places in America wanted to show one of his series. His controversial paintings are about the tortures of Iraqi prisoners by Americans in Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. This November, the paintings made it to the nation's capital. Ina Arnaudova reveals why the paintings ended up at American University's Art Museum.
There is probably no better place for politically charged art than here at the politically active American University. The university's museum displays Fernando Botero's paintings about Abu Ghraib until the end of December. The director of the AU Museum, Dr. Jack Rasmussen, believes the Colombian artist managed to transform a horrible event into something beautiful and raise universal questions.
There's an underlying reference to Christian art that is so fantastic when you're talking about paintings of Arab men, you know, being tortured, and you turn that around and look at it from the perspective of the Christian world and making us understand how wrong this is.
Many interpret Botero's message as anti-American. However, as Muslim believes, showing the exhibition reveals exactly what is great about America, the freedom of expression. Reporting for 0 Degrees, I'm Ina Arnaudova.
Coming up after the break, there might be a new sport heading to the Olympics.
Also, Christmas could cost even more this year. And which two radio providers might be on the merge? Stay tuned.
You know that the ice cream scoop can make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the lawnmower makes life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Hello, son. I'm Dean Rubin from college. Here to invite you to join us this fall.
Me?
You've always wanted to go to college, correct?
Yeah.
Well, here's that invitation you've been waiting for.
Joey! Joey! Joey!
Joey, out of bed.
Wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take. For all the steps, visit knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to 0 Degrees. President Bush's new attorney general is receiving his ceremonial oath of office Wednesday. Attorney General Michael Mukasey will replace former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, who resigned in September. Bush nominated Mukasey the day after Gonzalez left. Mukasey will address his former employees for the first time after the ceremony and already promised to enforce laws fairly and independently of political pressure. He also stated to Congress that he won't tolerate political meddling at the Justice Department and promised to fire anyone who does. Former U.S. District Chief Judge Mukasey received the smallest confirmation margin for nomination for an attorney general in over 50 years. Satellite radio rivals XM and Sirius are getting closer to achieving their goal. The two satellite radio providers have received approval from both their shareholders to go ahead with their proposed merger. The shareholders were expected to approve the deal, but the big answer the two are waiting for is coming from Washington. The Justice Department is the key factor in whether or not the two companies can combine. FM and AM broadcasters are just some of the many who are protesting the merger, saying that if the two satellite radio forces combined, they'd be creating a monopoly. Dan Turner, Senior Vice President of Programming at XM, believes that the merger would create a better product for consumers.
I think we've done a really good job of explaining to folks that actually with the merger, we're actually going to bring about more choices for the consumer. People will be able to choose from more channels, better pricing for those channels.
Sirius said that more than 96% of the shareholders' votes cast approved the merger, while XM said 99.8% of its shareholders were in favor. Both companies are still waiting to hear back from the Justice Department, which is expected to have an answer by the end of this year.
The Olympic Games are one of the oldest traditions in world history. Some rituals and events associated with them have changed over the years, but not significantly. So how do people feel when a new sport joins the ranks of some of the oldest in the world? Canadians may soon find out as people will get a chance to petition their favorite sport to enter the Olympic arena. For more on this story, here's Kim Ryan.
Oil company Petro-Canada has created a contest encouraging Canadians to dream big and petition a panel of judges to include their sport in the Olympic Games. Four finalists will put their video online where Canadians can vote for their favorite one. The winner will have a chance to pitch their idea to the Canadian Olympic Committee. One of the sports that has been presented is Ultimate Frisbee. Ultimate players across the world have hoped that their sport may gain Olympic status someday. Keith Rayner, a former captain of the American University men's ultimate team, says he thinks it has a good chance to win and that this competition is one way to publicize the sport more.
I know the Ultimate Players Association, the governing body, is always working to get more exposure, and this is going to be a great way that they can spread it out to the international community and not just the U.S. community or the Canadian communities.
The contest auditions took place from October 30th to November 3rd, and they will announce the winner November 19th. Reporting for 0 Degrees, I'm Kim Ryan.
The price of Christmas trees may increase this season because of the droughts affecting farmers. Farmers are not concerned that the trees will die, but they know they will have to spend a lot more money to keep the trees healthy throughout the season. To combat the water shortage, the Department of Water and Power in Los Angeles has started to encourage people to decrease water usage. If worst comes to worst, they might have to invoke mandatory conservation.
For our final story, we hope not to dissuade you from relieving any tension caused by the week's news. Sex sells. Now, sex might be a selling point for both condom supporters and abstinence-only advocates. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention announced this week that sexually transmitted diseases are rising in the U.S. Syphilis and gonorrhea rates jumped after hitting record lows in recent years. Chlamydia, the most common STD, is also on the rise, with over 1 million cases reported last year. The overall rise in STD cases can be attributed to increased testing and a drug-resistant strain of gonorrhea. Now might be a good time to get checked.
0 Degrees is produced at the School of Communication at American University. Our executive producer was Rick Rockwell. Justin Fensterman was our producer. Catherine Roberts was our associate producer. Kim Ryan was on tech. And our reporters were Ina Arnaudova and Robin Slagle. Music was provided by Peter Stone, and our announcer is Michael Galelli. Thank you for joining us. I'm Maddie Joyce.
And I'm Catherine Stump. Have a great week.